Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
This is the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach. In this episode of American Greed, Chad Livdahl is a doctor who develops a Botox knockoff and distributes it to more than 200 physicians nationwide.
He had it in the palm of his hand to be worth $500 million.
But his get-rich-quick scheme collapses when four people nearly die of botulism poisoning.
They're selling a toxin that could potentially hurt people, kill people, paralyze people.
It was terrifying. I had botulism. In other words, I'm dying.
There's trouble brewing for four South Florida residents, all fighting a mysterious illness the day after Thanksgiving. It's November 26, 2004. In Palm Beach Gardens, 52-year-old chiropractor Dr. Eric Kaplan and his wife Bonnie feel like they've caught a severe flu that's growing stronger by the hour. That evening, Bonnie can barely move her arms or legs, or even breathe.
It was like dying. You know, I knew I was dying. I did. I knew. I was dying. I couldn't catch a breath. I knew they had to do something.
Their son rushes them to the ER, and that's when Bonnie goes into cardiac arrest.
Meaning they had to put the paddles on her to bring her back. They knew we were in trouble, and they didn't know what the cause was. I was scared.
Doctors place Bonnie on life support, and they do the same for Eric after he suffers respiratory failure and then muscle paralysis.
We were both in the same situation, and that was extremely frightening because we always have taken care of each other.
The Kaplans aren't the only ones in jeopardy. Alma Jane Hall, a 34-year-old massage therapist from Fort Lauderdale, developed similar symptoms while spending the holiday in New Jersey. By the time she reaches an ER, she's largely paralyzed and can't talk or even blink. She remains mentally alert, however, and is perfectly aware of everything that's happening around her.
It was terrifying. I felt like I was screaming and yelling for anybody to hear me because I was thinking in paragraph form. I'm thinking, oh my God, I've got to please get in touch with my family. Please do these are all these things I'm trying to, and yet no one heard me. No one heard me screaming.
The next day, Dr. Bach McComb, Hall's colleague and one-time boyfriend, checks himself into the same New Jersey hospital. He'd brought Hall with him from Florida to spend Thanksgiving with his family. Now McComb is asking medical staff to intubate him so that he can be put on a ventilator too.
Within like 24, 48 hours, they were completely paralyzed. And doctors weren't sure what they were dealing with. They were just trying to keep them on ventilators and keep them alive.
From the Kaplans to Alma Jane Hall to Bach McComb, all four patients exhibit textbook signs of botulism, a rare and potentially fatal illness caused by a nerve-disrupting toxin. That toxin, botulinum, is one of the deadliest on Earth. It also happens to be the main ingredient in Botox, a popular anti-wrinkle treatment.
Botulinum toxin works cosmetically to reduce the wrinkles because it causes a paralysis of the muscles. At higher doses, it works throughout the body. It defeats all the muscles.
As state health officials learn, all four patients were allegedly injected with Botox at the same Florida clinic earlier that week. In fact, both Hall and McComb work at the clinic, formerly located at this Oakland Park site. Among its services, the Advanced Integrated Medical Center offers cosmetic and anti-aging procedures.
Botox plays right into the South Florida landscape. It's about youth. It's about wealth. There's a status symbol.
Botox Cosmetic hit the U.S. market in 2002 and became an overnight sensation with millions of Americans. But this product, FDA approved and patented by Allergan, has never been linked to a case of botulism before. Blood samples from all four patients turn up lethal doses of botulinum toxin, and federal investigators jump in.
Is this a bad batch of Botox? Is this a counterfeit? We have a public health risk here.
FDA Special Agent David Bourne, with the Office of Criminal Investigations, launches a coordinated effort to track down the source of the poisonings. First, his team focuses on the Oakland Park Clinic, where the injections took place, and serves a search warrant there. They make a key discovery, purchasing records, which reveal that the clinic had been buying a Botox knockoff from a company called Toxin Research International, or TRI.
And that, of course, was a concern to us because they are not an approved provider of botulinum toxin.
TRI, based in Tucson, Arizona, advertises its product as a cheaper alternative to Allergan's Botox.
TRI was very aggressive. They looked at the South Florida market and they blanketed dermatologists and plastic surgeons with their material.
Authorities also find documents that link Dr. Bach McComb, an employee at the clinic, and one of the botulism victims to TRI. McComb had worked as a presenter at one of many medical seminars that TRI hosted across the country.
They were inviting in practitioners and instructing them on how to use their botulinum toxin product.
From there, investigators turned their sights on TRI, which is owned and operated by a pair of naturopathic doctors, Chad Livdahl and Zara Karim. Agents raid its Tucson headquarters a few days later and uncover evidence of a wide-ranging criminal enterprise.
The review of the sales records is what really concerned us. There were hundreds of doctors who had ordered product from TRI, hundreds of doctors that were administering an unapproved botulinum toxin to patients.
Hoping to cash in on the Botox boom, Livdahl and Karim hatch a bold money-making scheme in 2003. That year alone, Allergan sells more than $560 million worth of Botox in the U.S. Livdahl finds a supplier of botulinum toxin, so he and Karim begin pitching a black market alternative to physicians. For every 500-unit vial of botulinum toxin, TRI charges $1,250. Allergan's Botox costs twice that much. The hook? Doctors pocket the difference.
Order a cheaper product from TRI, continue to charge the higher market rate for Allergan's Botox, and make a profit.
They convince more than 200 physicians to buy in. Physicians who'd inject their patients with an unapproved, possibly lethal substance and keep them in the dark about it.
George Carabettos is a former assistant U.S. attorney.
Doctors take an oath. Unfortunately, there was a number of doctors in this case who put profit before that oath.
Livdahl and Karim rake in approximately $1.7 million in just 18 months. Authorities fear the worst. The TRI's product caused the botulism poisonings, and even more people will get sick. Meanwhile, the four victims continue fighting for their lives. They received more than 2,800 times the lethal dose of botulinum toxin, and doctors have no prognosis whether they'll survive or not.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you. Like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx.
It's December, and several days have passed since Alma Jane Hall came down with paralyzing botulism that's trapped her in her own body. She's fully conscious, but can't walk, talk, swallow, or even blink. The only thing that she can move is her big toe, which her sister discovers.
I remember her putting her hands on my feet, and she goes, "Alma, I'm here." And I remember taking every bit of energy, every ounce of, pressing my feet up against her hand. And she goes, "Oh my God." She goes, "Can you hear me?" And then I touched her again.
This video, shot at a later date, shows how Hall devised a means to communicate with medical staff.
A through L, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, H, is that correct?
Is that H? I have? Are you trying to say I have?
At this point, no one knows how long it will take for the toxin to leave Hall's body, possibly months. The same goes for the other three victims, Eric and Bonnie Kaplan and Dr. Bach McComb.
Your face is frozen. Your eyes are frozen. So they got me a back scratcher with a little thing on the end of it. And I would do it like this and open my eye with this back scratcher. The doctor yelled at me. He goes, "You're going to scratch your cornea. Stop it." But I needed to see. I needed to, my sons, I needed to see. I needed to see my husband. But I couldn't because he was paralyzed in the room next to me.
Authorities believe that a black market supplier of counterfeit Botox is to blame for the poisonings. They've raided that company, Toxin Research International, or TRI, and recovered more than 100 vials of botulinum toxin labeled "for research purposes only." Investigators learn that TRI's president, Chad Livdahl, obtained the toxin, approximately 3,000 vials of it, from a California research facility called List Laboratories.
What was so delighting to Chad was that he could go to List and just start ordering it from them. As long as I had some excuse, I'm doing some research or whatever, they're fine. "Oh, sure, how much would you like?"
According to Dr. Stephen Selden, who knew Chad Livdahl and almost went into business with him, Livdahl discovers that List Labs manufactures all types of toxins, from anthrax to cholera to botulinum, for research studies. So Livdahl contacts List directly and learns that he can buy botulinum toxin from them for less than $10 a vial.
He said, "Steve, you won't believe how inexpensive this stuff is to make. Allergan would sell a 100-unit vial to me, the doctor, for $500. The profit margin had to be $485 per bottle."
Livdahl, who has a background in chemistry, also claims that he has a formula for an improved version of Botox, one that lasts longer after being reconstituted.
And Chad, his business model was, "I'm going to come in and once I get my FDA approval, I'm going to price it at 80% of Allergan's cost." He had it in the palm of his hand to be worth $500 million.
But Livdahl and his partner Zara Karim never seek out FDA approval. The application process itself can cost millions of dollars. Instead, they try to evade the law by having List Labs custom make thousands of vials of botulinum toxin according to their improved recipe. Because List manufactures toxins for research, not human consumption, it's not regulated by the FDA.
Livdahl and Karim thought they were going to outsmart the FDA. They wanted to cut corners only for the purpose of profiting and for their own human experimentation.
Authorities halt TRI's operation by filing an emergency restraining order against the company. In the meantime, they determine that TRI's product did not actually cause the botulism poisonings. Another culprit at the Florida clinic where the poisonings took place is to blame. A medical assistant reveals that he went straight to TRI's supplier, List Labs, and purchased a vial of raw botulinum toxin from them. He says that he did so at the behest of Dr. Bach McComb, who allegedly wanted to cut out the middleman, TRI. McComb then injected himself and the other victims with the contents of that vial.
Bach McComb tried to formulate his own version of Botox. He miscalculated the formula. He gave them pure poison.
As a trained healthcare provider, he should know that, you know, he's playing Russian roulette, and in this case, he lost.
In fact, the dose that McComb gave himself, Alma Jane Hall, and the Kaplans was 200 times more powerful than Allergan's Botox. For his part, McComb says that what happened was an accident, but he emphatically denies ordering or mixing the vial from List Labs himself. He agreed to speak with American Greed on the condition that we conceal his appearance.
I did not do this. There was no real evidence. It was basically based upon one individual that told him that I knew what was going on. If I was responsible for doing it, there would be a paper trail of I paid for it, or authorized payment, and that didn't exist.
However, McComb doesn't deny promoting TRI's counterfeit Botox or using it on his friends and colleagues.
We got regulations in place so that the medicines that we use are safe and effective for people to take. Unless they're dealing with some rapscallion like a Bach McComb, they're not going to end up paralyzed in a hospital.
By the time McComb's released from the hospital in February 2005, federal authorities are ready to throw the book at him, Chad Livdal, and Zahra Karim. Agents arrest all three on charges of conspiracy to defraud the U.S., of misbranding a drug, and engaging in mail and wire fraud. Each of them agrees to a plea deal, and Livdal is sentenced to 9 years in prison, Karim almost 6 years, and McComb 3 years. As for List Labs, no charges are ever filed against the toxin manufacturer. List denies having any knowledge of what Livdal, Karim, or McComb were doing with their toxins. But authorities find their screening process to be completely lacking.
Investigators cold called List and found that there was absolutely no checking of who they were or what they wanted to use the substance for. They were easily able to obtain some of the most poisonous substances on Earth simply by picking up a telephone.
For the victims, it's a long road to recovery. The Kaplans spend more than 11 weeks in the hospital and rehab, overcoming the odds and learning how to walk, talk, and breathe on their own all over again. For Alma Jane Hall, recovery takes about 28 weeks, but she's still fighting residual effects more than a decade later.
I realize how lucky I am and how far I've come. There's been so many hurdles, but I'm working through them. And it's a battle every day.
The fallout doesn't end there. Authorities convict another 29 doctors who use TRI's product on unsuspecting patients on charges of fraud or misbranding a drug.
They're selling a toxin that could potentially hurt people, kill people, paralyze people. They set all that aside. We're going to sell this. We're going to make money. That's all we care about. It was pure, selfish greed.
Thanks for listening to the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.